Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Came across a post of his very recently, and I just want to open the email. Here it is. He wrote as follows, our next guest. He wrote the following. He said, as a member of the Lebanese diaspora, I hate to ask this question, but here it is. Does Lebanon deserve help? Very delighted to have Fred Maroon on the line. Fred, great having you with us again on Chai FM.
Hi, Simon. Thank you very much for inviting.
So that was a real sit up and take notice comment when I read that. As a member of the Lebanese diaspora, I hate to ask the question, but here it is. Does Lebanon deserve help? My question to you, Fred, maybe before we address your answer to that, is just how bad has it become in Lebanon?
It's really, really bad. Rate of poverty, from what I read recently, is around 80% of the population. There are many people who go hungry. There is often not enough medical supplies. People are dying in hospitals because of lack of supplies. People are even dying in the streets because they couldn't get into a hospital. You know, what's happening in Lebanon is that not only there is this problem with the government, but there is a parallel government of Hezbollah as well. And there are people who are getting help through Hezbollah, not because they support Hezbollah, but because they have no choice. I read an article about a Lebanese person who does not support Hezbollah, but he was running out of options. He had to go ask for help and get food from them. And imagine that, being forced to go to a international criminal organization to be able to survive.
You do what you need to do in those circumstances, and there's no judgment there. I absolutely understand that. I do know, though, that Lebanon didn't have a government for quite some time due to the makeup of Lebanon's population. It's always a very difficult and challenging thing to do. There is a new government, is there not? Hariri's out of the picture. I've forgotten the new guy's name. Is he a Hezbollah supporter?
Well, I mean, nobody can become prime minister in Israel unless they have the approval of Hezbollah.
Lebanon.
So he is not a member of Hezbollah as far as I know, but he definitely has to be a get along with them well enough. So I would say he is a supporter. And he proved his allegiance to Hezbollah recently by making the comment that he'll accept help from anybody in the world except Israel. Imagine that.
You know, Fred, I saw that comment a couple of weeks ago now. Probably it feels about 2 weeks ago, odd. And having looked at the map and realizing that the port of Haifa is all of, what, 300-odd kilometers away from Beirut, I mean, it makes absolute perfect sense that Israel would be the party able to assist in this humanitarian crisis. And here's a guy who has just flatly refused any help coming from the Jewish state.
Yes, Israel has offered help, and I know for a fact that the help that Israel is offering is not just for show. They really mean it, because I have a lot of Israeli friends, and they tell me that they really feel bad for the Lebanese people, and they want the government to help.
Fred, so that brings us to the question that you asked. As a member of the Lebanese diaspora, I hate to ask this question, but here it is. Does Lebanon deserve help?
Well, the problem is that if you give money to Lebanon right now, where does it go? The Lebanese government is controlled by Hezbollah. We know that Hezbollah is an international terrorist organization. They're involved in drug trafficking, human trafficking, money laundering. I mean, anything you can think of, even internet crime. And for example, a country like Saudi Arabia, they're very reluctant. In the past, they have given a lot of money to Lebanon to help them, but they're very reluctant to give money to a country that's essentially controlled by international criminal organizations.
This is very interesting, because when you read the international press, the one finger they never point at is Hezbollah. They talk about government incompetence. They talk about structural issues. They never point to the fact that Hezbollah is part of the problem.
Yeah, I agree. And that was one point that I made in a recent article as well, is that I wasn't talking about the press, but I was talking about when you talk to Lebanese people and you ask them, you know, why is this happening? You know, they'll say that it's because the politicians are corrupt and that they have stolen money and so on. It's very rare that you will hear somebody criticize Hezbollah because they're afraid of Hezbollah.
No, I understand.
Not only people who live in Lebanon, but even people who live outside. Hezbollah has gone after people who live outside Lebanon to get them to donate money.
So where to from here, Fred? I mean, you do have a mix. You've got a half Christian population, you've got a half Muslim population, you've got a society that has absolutely no trust in its government at all. Lebanon has had a history second to none, just tragedy after tragedy after tragedy. How do they get this right?
The key part of the solution is to not have a party that has an army that's stronger than the Lebanese army. And basically, Hezbollah has to disappear as a military entity. But even that by itself might not be enough. Because if Lebanon did reforms and eliminated the system of that relies on religion when you're voting, so you can't just elect anybody. It has to be somebody from a certain religion if you live in a certain area. Under that system, Hezbollah would have difficulty having a majority in parliament. But if Lebanon made reforms and allow free vote the way, you know, most countries should, Hezbollah would get elected. And now the Lebanese army would be the Hezbollah army. So there isn't really an easy solution, even eliminating Hezbollah militarily would not be enough. What has to change is that the mindset of people in Lebanon have to change. You know, people have to realize, have to really understand that Hezbollah is not their friends.
I hear you. I just don't see how that's going to happen. And I look at the financing that's coming from Iran, and I'm thinking, if I'm desperate and I need the help, as you were referring to earlier, you know, the situation requires that I'll take help from wherever I get it. I'm not going to say no. They're going to further entrench themselves and further increase their stranglehold over the population. That's the way I see it. Tell me I'm wrong.
If Hezbollah stopped being so much in control of the government, I think Lebanon would start getting help from outside. But then if Lebanon came back to power using electoral means, then everything would fall apart again.
Just on a personal note, do you still have family in Lebanon? I mean, do you have personal connections with people there? Are you in close contact with Lebanese?
I'd rather not talk about people I know in Lebanon because I don't want to put them in danger.
Wow, to that extent. I hear you. It is interesting also that I have been reading articles about the Lebanese middle class, or what used to be the Lebanese middle class, is doing everything that they can to leave. Every professional who can get out is getting out. Apparently there's no doctors left in Lebanon. They're all in Qatar and UAE and wherever it is. Really a sad, sad situation. Thank you for your insights, and thank you for your always controversial comments that always make me sit up and take notice. It's a joy and a pleasure to read them. Thank you for talking to me this afternoon.
Thank you so much.